Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Gets in Your Eyes, brought to us by Benny Goodman and Helen Forrest from 1941. Their own unique rendition of the Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach number, which was featured in Roberta, Broadway show in 1933. They open this morning's program, and we're going to be listening to some lovely voices from the 1940s and the 1950s. In fact, four lovely voices. We'll hear again from Helen Forrest, and also we're going to hear from Doris Day and two of their colleagues in the popular music field, Buddy Clark and Dick Hames. We'll hear from them each by themselves and also in duet with each other. but that is to come. We're going to go next to our other lady this morning, and that is Doris Day. Perhaps one of the most famous female vocalists and movie stars of the 20th century. Remembered particularly as the all-American girl of movies, which tends to make us forget that she started out as a vocalist in the 1940s with the jazz and the big bands and very quickly became one of the most popular, had quite a string of hits to her credit. Now we're going to hear one of them right now from 1952. Doris is going to bring us the number Be Anything But Be Mine. That was written by Irving Gordon. Then we're going to hear from Buddy Clark. He, in his own way, was one of the most popular male vocalists of the 30s and 40s, on radio, in movies, and on record. He was pretty well a fixture on the airwaves in the 1930s, also produced a number of recordings, and was very well respected by musicians and jazz musicians, too, for the clarity and control that he exhibited with his singing style. Well, he hit the big time in the late 1940s, had an astonishing string of hits. And we're going to hear one of them from 1947, You Are Never Far Away, written, of course, by the great songwriting team Rodgers and Hammerstein, from the musical Allegro. And then after we've heard from them each individually, we're going to hear from Doris Day and Buddy Clark in a duet, one of several that they recorded in the late 1940s. And they're going to bring us a Harry Warren, Al Dubin number, I'll String Along With You. We'll start with Doris Day and Be Anything.
Be a beggar, be a thief, be my sunshine or my grief, be anything. But darling, be mine. Be a wise man, be a fool. Treat me tender or be cruel. Be anything, but darling, be mine. Climb to the top of the ladder. Be master of all you survey. Fail and it still doesn't matter. If you love me, everything is okay. Be the angel of my prayers. Be the devil who cares. Be anything but darling, be mine. Climb to the top of the ladder. Be master of all you survey. Fail and it still doesn't matter. 'Cause if you love me, everything is okay. Be darling,
are never away from your home in my heart. There is never a day when you don't play a part. In a word that I say, or a sight that I see, you are never away, and I'll never be free. You're the smile on my face, or a song that I sing. You're a rainbow I chase on a morning in spring. You're a star in the lace of a wild willow tree, in the green leafy lace of a wild willow tree. But tonight you're no star, nor a song that I sing. In my arms where you are sweeter than spring. In my arms where you are, clinging closely to me, you are lovelier by far than I dreamed you could be. Tonight you're no star, nor a song that I sing. In my arms where you are sweeter than spring. In my arms where you are, clinging closely to me, you are lovelier by far than I dreamed you could be.
Just make me love you more.
'cause you're such an angel. That's why I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I know just what I'll do.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to some lovely voices from the 1940s and the 1950s. We just heard from Buddy Clark and Doris Day in one of the duets they recorded in the late 1940s, I'll String Along With You. Before that, we heard from Buddy Clark himself, You Are Never Away, and we started with Doris Day and song from 1952, Be Anything But Be Mine. Well, now we're going to go to our other two singers this morning, and we're going to listen next to Helen Forrest. Well, we heard her starting out the show, and we're going to hear her again just coming up in a moment. She was one of the first and certainly one of the finest vocalists of the swing era and in the decades that followed it. She's remembered particularly for the warmth of her voice and she had a wonderful talent for matching lyrics to the music of the big bands and was very, very well respected excuse me, as a vocalist during the swing era. She began singing in the 1930s and she went on to the 1990s. Pretty impressive. And she sang with a lot of the big bands and had a very successful solo career. Made lots of recordings too. And we're going to hear one of them coming up right now. We heard her first with Benny Goodman from the early 1940s. We're going to hear her now with Artie Shaw, who she sang with just before she moved on to the Goodman outfit, with a number, Lilacs in the Rain, written by Peter DeRose and Mitchell Parrish. Then we'll hear from Dick Hames, a fine ballad singer, flourishing in the 40s and 50s, on record, radio, and in the movies. He joined the Harry James Orchestra in 1940, where he replaced Frank Sinatra as the lead singer. Also sang with Benny Goodman and Tommy Dorsey and went solo in 1943. We'll hear him, excuse me, from 1950 with the lovely ballad Count Every Star. Well, Dick Hames actually had a radio show in the 40s, which was very popular, and one of the guests, frequent guests, was Helen Forrest, and they sang over a number of years. They sang duets together, went out over the airwaves, and fortunately for us, they recorded some of them, and we're going to hear one of those as well. Just after we've heard from Dick Hames solo, we'll hear from Dick Hames and Helen Forrest with the number You Stole My Heart. Let's start with Lilacs in the Rain, Helen Forrest and Artie Shaw. Thank you.
every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow tree. Count every wave on a stormy sea. Count every star, and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried for you. Every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow tree. Count every wave on a stormy sea. Count every star, and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried for you.
It wasn't stealing. Right from the start, it belonged to you.
I had some dreams, but I wasn't dreaming, because it seems that they've all.
And darling, I knew then
you stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing. I found my love when you stole my heart.
By, and darling, I knew then.
You stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing.
I found my love when you stole my heart.
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
It's official. It's tax time again. If you want help filing this year, call and make your appointment with DoubleCheck Income Tax Services. DoubleCheck has been a trusted and reliable tax professional for 28 years now. DoubleCheck can do either Ontario or Quebec taxes. They specialize in helping independent business owners and landlords. They're centrally located at 251 Bank Street at Cooper, Suite 502. Don't delay getting that refund. Call DoubleCheck Income Tax at 613-235-3933. That's 613-235-3933.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. We're here at the University of Ottawa. On your dial at 89.1 FM, I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to some of the lovely voices from the 40s and the 50s. And we've just heard from two of the nicest, Helen Forrest and Dick Hames. We heard from them individually, Helen Forrest with Lilacs in the Rain, Dick Hames with Count Every Star, and then we heard them together with one of their many duets from their mid-1940s, You Stole My Heart. Well, they certainly had lovely voices, and we frequently hear them on this program. It's just wonderful to be able to keep these guys on the air. They spent a lot of time on the air during their careers, and it's hard to believe that this was what you could expect to hear on your radio live every Saturday night, I guess. Anyway, on with some more from our other pair, and that's Buddy Clark and Doris Day. We're going to hear them with a duet from 1948, written by Benny Benjamin and George David Weiss. Buddy Clark and Doris Day are going to bring us the number Confess. And they really did go well together. Well, they both were beautiful singers in their own right, and it's lovely to hear them together. Then we're going to hear from Doris Day from 1952 with the number You Ought to Be in Pictures, which is written by Edward Heyman and Donna Suisse. Very famous number. And then we're going to hear from Mr. Clark again on his own from 1948 again with one of my favorite Cole Porter numbers, Just One of Those Things. And this is actually taken from a radio broadcast. In the late 1940s, Buddy Clark had a radio show, an hour's radio show, for the Carnation company, the milk condensed or evaporated milk company, and from Contented Cows, I think they used to refer to it. So he became known as a contented crooner. Anyway, just a lovely voice. So we'll start with Buddy Clark and Doris Day with Confess, and then we'll hear from them each individually.
Say yes, say yes.
I wish you'd reveal to me.
Reveal to me.
The way that you feel.
Why don't you tell me the way that you'd feel?
Confess.
Confess, confess.
It isn't a crime.
Oh, no, no crime.
To open your heart to me.
Confide in me.
And say that you're mine.
Why don't you tell me you're gonna be mine?
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose.
if you could care,
then darling, confess.
Why don't you confess?
Say yes, say yes.
I wish you'd reveal to me,
reveal to me,
the way that you feel.
You know the way that I feel.
Confess,
confess, confess.
It isn't a crime.
Oh no, no crime.
To open your heart to me.
Confide in me.
And say that you're mine.
Why don't you tell me you're gonna be mine?
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through.
Confess.
I'm ready now to confess.
Please don't make me guess.
Won't make you guess.
If you really care for me,
I really do,
then darling, confess.
Thank you.
Just One of Those Things from Buddy Clark from 1948. One of the nicest crooners from the 30s and 40s. Just a lovely warm voice. Always like listening to Buddy Clark. That's a great Cole Porter number too. We heard also from Doris Day, a lovely number, You Ought to Be in Pictures. Oh, she was so versatile and so talented. And we heard from them both with Buddy Clark and Doris Day brought us the number Confess. Well, this morning we're listening to some of the loveliest voices around in the 40s and 50s. We're going to hear again from our other two, Dick Hames and Helen Forrest. And they're going to join us very soon with a duet from 1946, written by the great songwriting team of Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz. This is one of their duets from the radio show, accompanied by Earl Hagen and his orchestra, Something to Remember You By. Then we'll hear again from Helen Forrest from 1947, the number written by Joe Venuti, the great violinist, jazz violinist, Ain't Doing Nothing, Ain't Doing Bad Doing Nothing. It's a rather interesting number. I've never heard it before. It's rather cute. Well, Dick Hames joins us then after that from 1955 with another Dietz and Schwartz number, If There Is Someone Lovelier Than You. Here's Dick Hames and Helen Forrest.
Night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me,
night and day for you,
it will see me through like a charm till you're returning.
So give me something to remember you by.
When you are
things come my way. Every day is a brand new day when you are mine. But the moment you go away, no sun will shine. Your love is my reward. Each night I thank the Lord. Tell me, till time is done, we'll be one. If there is someone lovelier than you, then I am blind, a man without a mind. If there is someone lovelier than you, but no, I am not blind. My eyes have traveled everywhere in hope that I might find a creature half so fair. If there is someone lovelier than you, such beauty can't be true. By all that's beautiful, such beauty can't be.
Three songs from Helen Forrest and Dick Hames, two of the loveliest voices around in the 40s and 50s, and later too. We've been listening to some lovely voices this morning, and we've got a couple more songs from our ladies for you this morning. We're going to hear next from Helen Forrest again from 1942, with the number written by Mack Gordon and James Monaco, I Can't Begin to Tell You. It's a big hit for Bing Crosby, and Helen does a lovely job of it too. And we will also hear from Doris Day with the number Just Imagine from, I think, 1952 again. Two lovely ladies and two lovely songs. I can't begin to tell you from Helen Forrest will come up just now.
I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do. I make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all.
True.
imagine that it's true.
And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.